Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests Doug Martin and Tori Allen from Anchorage Opera. They're going to talk about their upcoming production of Spellbinding Moments from French Opera. And from what I hear, they are the Spellbinding Moments. Would someone like me to tell you, like to tell me what the program is?
Well, we're going to do a couple of scenes from Poulenc's Dialogues with Carmelites.
Including that wonderful concluding one where everybody gets, well, I won't give it away.
Well, right, but won't give it away, but yes, it's a very famous scene in opera. And at the Metropolitan Opera, there was a famous John Dexter production of this story with a remarkably spare design and very haunting.
This is a nun opera.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's a story about how nuns were forced to either swear their loyalty to their faith or leave the convent and risk being arrested and worse.
Well, Carmelites, isn't that the order where they're all silent?
Do you know, I have no idea.
Is that the Carmelite order where they take a vow? That's the one where they're sequestered.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they never get to leave the convent.
They're not silent in this opera.
Okay, well,
they're
not.
Singing.
It's like a
they're
mime opera.
Praying,
singing and praying.
Or it could be like, you know, what they'd sing if they could. It could be like what what we'd hear. Like
the interior monologue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, this is like a really, like super beautiful, like kind of quiet, like almost like polytonal. Mm-hmm. Is the music influenced by like, you know, pre-Renaissance, mm-hmm. medieval music?
Oh, wow. Well, it reminds me of sort of jazz chords and Poulenc sort of bluesy mm-hmm. writing and mm-hmm. lyric lines, melodies that are beautiful and memorable. And we're also doing a scene from Act One between Blanche and Constance, where they're talking. There's a contrast between the serious Blanche, who wants to be very serious and find a way to protect herself from the rising tensions of the French Revolution, and Constance, who's very flighty and just loves everything, and there's sort of this wonderful tête-à-tête between them that we're also doing. So we're doing. Go ahead. Sorry, Jean.
No, I was just going to say, but this isn't the only thing you're doing.
No. We're doing a couple of. We're doing a scene from Lakmé. Yeah. By Delib.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Eve Queller in New York. She's a wonderful...
Belsong and all that?
Yeah, the same opera from the Belsong. And I got to know this opera in New York recently, and I just fell in love with it. So mm-hmm. I wanted to include something from Lakmé. We're doing the opening prayer. It's sort of a Hindu prayer to the gods. Mm-hmm. Very opening and very beautiful and haunting. And
It is.
And then we're going to do a duet from Les Huguenots by Meyerbeer. Mm-hmm. It's the fourth act duet. Beautiful, beautiful, haunting melody. And again, I got to know it through my association with Eve Queller in New York, mm-hmm. This wonderful sort of frontier woman of opera. And I got to do Les Huguenots with her in New York, and so I became very enamored with that duet. And what else are we going to do? We're going to do some things from Faust. Chorale of the Swords, it's called. It's sort of a dramatic opener for our Act Two, featuring our opera chorus. And we're going to do the famous aria Salut de Mura Chaste Pura for tenor, Yegesha Manucharian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the absolutely wonderful,
Le Vaudor, the Mephistopheles song we're also going to do.
Sorry,
Faust?
Good.
Yep.
And
the drinking song,
yeah.
Tales of Hoffman,
right?
With chorus
and the super super duet for two male voices, I think the most beautiful.
Oh, from the Pearl Fishers,
right. From the Pearl Fishers, right. I love that.
Yeah. Oh. Au fond du temple, uh-huh. Temple Saint, yeah,
and a real gem from Castor and Pollux.
We don't hear that every day.
I know you rarely hear this one. It is, I believe, one of the most beautiful songs ever written. It's the audience will be in a complete trance, and we have this special multimedia production show that's happening at the same time. We're venturing into new territory with this concert. Not only is it totally new French music, most of it, but we're also putting on this multimedia presentation with huge screens and projections around the theater. So
at the Discovery Theater?
No, at the Atwood.
At the Atwood.
It's going to be
the
grand.
Just one night only.
One night only. A grand
October
production.
9th.
Yeah.
October 9th. Wow. Yeah. How exciting.
It is exciting. It's very exciting. We have a wide range of music. This Castor and Pollux, and I'm going back to that.
Yeah.
It is stunningly beautiful. It's like
a and who three, is that by?
It's like a three.
Renault?
Yeah, it's like a 3 or 4 minute massage, the best 3 or 4 minute musical massage you will have ever had.
Wow, that's quite an endorsement.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Gee, and it's visual. So who's directing all this? Is it a different?
Ann Reddick is directing.
Wow. Well, she has a special sense for the supernatural
and
and the fae.
I'm not familiar with her. I'm just nowhere as a very personable woman. I don't know much about her direction.
Well, she's very, very good. She's been in town for a long time and has done some very good stuff. And also, she will bring drama to this. She's a stage director, not an opera director. And so that it will be dramatic if she's directing.
Oh, wonderful.
But I have to stop for a minute and say, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Doug Martin and Tori Allen, talking about Anchorage Opera's one-night-only production of Spellbinding Moments from French Opera. And so that's why we have you. This is a concert, but it's not a concert. It's a production.
Yeah, it's a multimedia spectacle, I think is probably the best way to describe it. I was in London this summer, and I noticed that the Royal Choral Society is doing Messiahs with laser light shows and the whole thing. I mean, really, really making a big effort to appeal to a lot of different people. And this production, in a sense, is very much the same kind of endeavor. We're trying to appeal to a lot of different people and make it very exciting for the opera purist also. It's a great production. We've got two Metropolitan Opera singers coming up. Yegesha
Manacharian. He's somebody I got to know in New York working with Eve Queller again. A magnificent tenor.
What a magnificent name.
Oh, yeah. Yegesha Manoucharian from Armenia originally.
Armenian.
And I've got to tell you something. I think Yegesha may even be better than Nuzo. And that's hard. John Nuzo is a person that was here for The Power of Love last year. He'll be here for Bohème. Yegesha, it's an unbelievable tenor voice. Unbelievable. And Doug can tell you about the...
Well, he just has a real... power and sensitivity both. And he was a French horn player in his native Armenia. He played in an orchestra in Armenia, the French horn.
Sounds so like he's a suitable real, voice for a tenor.
A very burnished and warm, yeah.
Meaty.
And he's a real musician. And he used to live in New York, I think he now lives in Boston and has become a favorite there. And I'm very, very thrilled that he's going to join us in Anchorage for this concert. And we also have Janina Burnett. Janina Burnett is somebody I met working on La Boheme on Broadway in New York City. She played Mimi there. And I was working with her, and I said, try this music out and see how it fits. And as she was singing this aria from Don Carlos, which we're going to do as well, my face lit up. This, if we work hard and this goes as planned, it's going to be just an amazing aria for Janina Burnett and for Alaska. We're going to be doing... Tutte la vanità is the Italian title of this version of the... We're doing the French version of Tutte la vanità from Don Carlos. And Janina will sing it. And when I first heard her doing this in the studio in New York, my eyes just... And my lips just smiled. I was like, oh, this is going to be amazing. Her voice reminds me of a young Leontine Price. And for any of you out there who love voices, don't miss this concert. Because Janina will knock your socks off. And we also have some wonderful local artists, which I'm getting to know. And I'm very pleased with the talent. And we're working very hard to bring you a good show.
Yes, I think for this audience, who might very well know some of the local artists, we ought to mention who they are.
Nancy Cowden.
Nancy Cadill.
Is going to be singing the Veil Song from Don Carlo in French.
We have Todd Robinson, who's coming. He's not local. He's coming in. Todd was the Prince Grimmin in Eugene Onegin. We also have another visiting artist, Jamie Rose Guarine, from Fairbanks. Really fabulous. And the other locals are...
Christine Keene.
Fabulous.
We'll be singing Constance in the dialogues.
Margaret Jensen.
is going to do, she's covering some stuff, and she's also going to sing Blanche in the dialogue scene. These are beautiful voices, and I'm just putting the fear of God into them.
and
being very hard on them in the preparations, because they're good singers, so we want them to be really great.
And Doug, you're a conductor and a musical...
I'm a pianist and a coach and a conductor.
And you're a vocal coach as
correct,
well.
Correct, correct. I've worked out of my home in New York City for about 28 years and conducted La Bohème on Broadway for about 100 performances in 2002, and that was sort of a dream come true. Oh, for those of you who are thinking about the farther season for Anchorage, we're doing La Bohème.
Right.
And that's an opera that I worked on continuously for about 2 years. Continuously. In coaching or conducting or whatever it was through my association on La Bohème, on Broadway, with Baz Luhrmann, the movie director. And I never became bored. I never got tired of the music, which I thought was kind of remarkable. But it's just a masterwork.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Puccini. I think everybody who knows anything about opera loves Bohème.
Oh, yeah.
But it has everything. It has a play, a real play, an interesting play, in addition to this fabulous music.
And
when you get
commentary,
that combination, it's
social
opera at its best.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It's tragic and it's happy and it's a modern story.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the dialogue is in the original Italian just works like lightning between the guys. It's witty and funny and intelligent and modern and apt. You know, love and loss of love and you got to pay the rent and you can't or what do you do?
Modern.
What do you tell the landlord? What do you tell the mortgage broker? You know, what do you tell the mortgage bank? It's very contemporary.
Foreclosure and homelessness.
Right. Yeah. We've got great voices.
Yeah,
I think our Bohème cast will be one of the best in the world this year. We John Canuzzo's coming back, Veronica Mitina, unbelievable.
There's a Bohème to see. It's this.
Oh yeah.
Miss this
in the winter in Alaska. Doesn't get better.
And then although we're going to run out of time in another minute or so, we mustn't really miss the final. It's one mention of the final production this year.
South Pacific. We're going to have some fun there. Let me tell you, we have got, I always brag about the voices, we've got three great, great principal voices. The Emile de Bec, the French plantation owner, is a San Francisco opera. He's doing Fotsek right now. Our Nellie, the nurse, is Amanda Kreider, beautiful, stunning voice. And our Lieutenant Cable is Ben Robinson, fabulous, strong tenor. It's going to be a real treat.
It's a classic.
The music cannot be beat.
It's an opera, but it's a musical. American.
We've just run out of time, though. So
okay.
With that, we will have to close. And thank you for coming, Doug Martin and Tori Allen, to talk about Anchorage Opera's upcoming productions, but particularly the one on October 9th?
Correct.
Spellbinding Moments from French Opera. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. The Sharper Collective is now casting for a murder mystery dinner theater production called The Costume Party Caper. This production will be the evening's entertainment at a local charity gala this January. They are casting so they can facilitate an open and flexible rehearsal schedule in the month of December. Audition dates are September 18th and 19th. You can email them at dutchsock@live.com, and that's dutchsoc@live.com, to schedule an audition time. And the location will be at Collady Brothers Coffee at 9621 Brayton Drive.
Valley Performing Arts presents Pride and Prejudice, a play based on the Jane Austen book. It plays through October 3rd, Friday and Saturday at 8, and Sundays at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts, all one word, .org.
Anchorage Opera presents Spellbinding Moments from the French Opera on October 9th. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. And the Opera Guild invites you to have lunch with the stars of that opera on Sunday, October 3rd at noon at the Chart Room at the Anchorage Hilton. For reservations, call 272-2610 or you can call Anchorage Opera.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.